This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the master method to prepare your physical expression for high-stakes meetings. 6 steps to commanding your body before the room demands it. In short, this article teaches a 6-step framework for preparing your physical expression before high-stakes meetings, so your body reinforces your message instead of undermining it. How the mental preparation step grounds your body before the room demands it. How the anticipate step prepares your physical responses to likely pressure moments. How the engage step keeps your nonverbal signal steady when the stakes rise. Definition: physical expression preparation is the deliberate practice of conditioning your posture, breathing, gesture, and facial expression before a high-stakes meeting begins, so your body communicates confidence and clarity even when pressure is high. You had prepared every word. You knew your position. You had rehearsed the key points twice the night before. But the moment you walked into that room and felt the weight of the expectation, something shifted. Your shoulders pulled forward. Your hands found each other under the table. Your voice tightened, not because you lacked knowledge, because your body had not been prepared. That is the problem the master method solves. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the 6-step framework for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations, and chapter 14 covers exactly this challenge: the gap between knowing what to say and being able to say it clearly when your body is working against you. Physical expression preparation is the missing piece for most people. They prepare their arguments. They do not prepare their bodies. In this article, you will learn 6 frameworks for physical expression preparation that give you a reliable structure for any high-stakes meeting. If you work with teams under pressure, the articles on how to prepare for a high-stakes team conversation using the master method and how the master method prepares teams for high-stakes energy conversations will extend what you learn here. Why your body speaks before you do. Most people believe communication is about choosing the right words. It is not. It is about controlling every signal your body sends before, during, and after you speak. Under pressure, your nervous system takes over, and the habits your body has built over years become the message your audience receives. Here is where having a physical preparation framework makes the real difference. When you enter a room with slouched posture, people read low confidence before you say a word, and reversing that impression costs you credibility. You cannot easily recover. When your hands move nervously or grip the table, the person across from you reads anxiety, even if your words are calm and direct. When your facial expression tightens under challenge, you signal defensiveness, and the conversation shifts from the issue to your reaction. When your breathing is shallow and fast, your voice rises in pitch and loses steadiness that earns trust in difficult moments. When you break eye contact at the exact moment someone pushes back, you give away ground you did not intend to surrender. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Mental Grounding Step M. The mental step is the first move in the master method. It is a deliberate physical and psychological settling practice you complete before the meeting begins, not during it. As I explain in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, mental preparation is the foundation every other step rests on. What it is designed for. This step addresses the moment just before a high-stakes meeting when adrenaline is already present and your body is primed to react rather than respond. How it works. Number 1. Controlled breathing. Slow your exhale to twice the length of your inhale. 4 counts in, 8 counts out. Do this for 90 seconds. This directly lowers your heart rate and relaxes the muscle tension that collapses posture. Example. Standing outside the meeting room, you breathe in for 4 and out for 8. 3 times. Your shoulders drop on their own. Number 2. Posture reset. Stand or sit fully upright. Roll your shoulders back once and let them settle naturally. Place both feet flat on the floor. This is not a power pose. It is simply returning your body to its neutral, strong position. Example. You adjust your chair so your feet are flat, back straight, and hands resting open on the table before anyone else arrives. Number 3. Negative visualization. Briefly picture the moment where your body might betray you, the challenge you will receive, the reaction that might land badly. Then rehearse your physical response: steady breathing, open hands, direct gaze. Example. You imagine the senior partner interrupting you with a sharp objection. You picture yourself pausing, breathing, and responding with a level voice. When to use it. Use the step 10 minutes before any conversation where the outcome is consequential. One-on-ones with difficult stakeholders, performance conversations, presentations to senior leadership. when not to use it. Do not use it as a delay tactic. If you are using breathing exercises to avoid entering the room, this step has become avoidance, not preparation. A quick example in practice. Before a difficult budget review, you step into a quiet corridor. You breathe in for 4, out for 8, 3 times. You roll your shoulders back and set your feet. You picture the finance director challenging your numbers. You see yourself pause, hands open, eyes steady. You walk in. Eamon's take. I've seen people walk into rooms coiled like a spring and wonder why the conversation went wrong in the first minute. The mental step is where you uncoil before anyone can see it. Framework 2. The anticipation preparation step. The anticipate step is the second step in the master method. It asks you to predict the specific moments in the conversation where your physical expression is most likely to break down and prepare a physical script for each one. What it is designed for. This step directly addresses the reactive physical habits that emerge when someone challenges you, dismisses you, or raises their voice. If you want to understand how explosive anger and physical escalation connect, the article on how to handle conflict during meetings gives you the full picture how it works. Number 1. Identify your trigger moments. Write down the 2 or 3 specific points in the conversation where you expect pushback, tension, or an emotional charge. These are your high-risk moments for physical expression failure. Example. You know the moment you present the headcount reduction will land hard. That is your trigger moment. Number 2. Script your physical response. For each trigger moment, decide in advance what your body will do, where your hands will be, what your face will do, whether you will lean in or sit back. Make it specific. Example. When the reduction is challenged, your hands stay open on the table, your shoulders stay back, and you nod once to acknowledge the reaction before speaking. Number 3. Rehearse the physical script. Run through each trigger moment physically. Stand up and actually do the posture, the hand position, the eye contact. Your body needs to practice the response, not just your mind. Example. In your office the morning before, you stand and physically rehearse receiving a sharp challenge with open hands and a level gaze. When to use it. Use this step for any meeting where you know in advance that specific moments will test your composure. Conflict conversations, negotiation sessions, performance reviews, when not to use it. If you're entering a genuinely exploratory conversation with no anticipated pressure points, this level of anticipation is unnecessary and can make you rigid. A quick example in practice. Before a contract renegotiation, you identify 3 moments where the other party is likely to push hard. You write down your physical script for each: hands flat, chin level, breast low. You rehearse standing up in your office. When the first challenge arrives, your body already knows what to do. Eamon's take. Anticipation is not anxiety. It is preparation dressed in a different coat. The difference between the two is whether you have a plan. Framework 3. The structure anchoring step S. The structure step is the third step in the master method. It gives your physical expression a structural anchor, so your body knows exactly when to emphasize, when to still itself, and when to invite response. What it is designed for. This step addresses the common problem of physical expression that runs ahead of or behind the verbal message, creating a disconnect that confuses your audience. How it works. Number 1. Map your key points to physical cues. For each of your 3 core points, assign a deliberate physical signal. A forward lean for the most important point. Still. Open hands for a difficult truth. A brief pause with direct eye contact when you want the other person to respond. Example. When you reach your central recommendation, you lean slightly forward and place one hand flat on the table. Number 2. Use stillness as emphasis. Most people add gesture when they want to emphasize. The stronger move is often to become still. A body at rest in a high-pressure moment commands more attention than one in motion. Example. When you deliver the core number in a negotiation, you stop gesturing entirely and hold the other person's gaze. Number 3. Anchor transitions physically. When you move from one point to the next, use a small, deliberate physical reset. Sit back slightly, take a breath, let a beat of silence pass. This signals the transition without words and gives your audience space to receive what you just said. Example. After delivering a difficult finding, you sit back briefly, breathe, and pause before moving to the implications. When to use it. Use this step when your physical expression tends to overtake your message, or when you've noticed that people respond more to your manner than your content. when not to use it. In deeply emotional conversations, too much physical structure can read as coldness. Read the room. A quick example in practice. In a board presentation, you have 3 points. At point one, you lean forward. At point two, you become still and hold the eye of the most skeptical person in the room. At point three, you sit back, breathe, and invite questions with an open-palmed gesture. Eamon's take. The body that knows where it is going does not fidget. Structure the words, and the body follows. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Timing Calibration Step T. The timing step is the fourth step in the master method. It is about choosing when your body enters the communication, not just where it goes once you are in it. As I note and say it right every time, timing is the dimension of high-stakes conversations that most people ignore entirely. What it is designed for. This step addresses the physical expression that happens in the first 30 seconds of a meeting, the work in, the handshake or greeting, the moment you take your seat. These signals set the tone before a word is spoken. How it works. Number 1. Control your entry. Walk into the room at a deliberate pace. Not slow, not rushed. Place your things down without fuss. Make eye contact with the key people before you sit. Your body's first impression is established in these 10 seconds. Example. You walk in, place your folder on the table in one clean motion, and make brief eye contact with each person before sitting. Number 2. Choose your physical moment to speak. In group settings, wait one full breath after the cue to speak before you open your mouth. This brief pause makes you appear considered rather than reactive, and it gives your posture time to settle before your voice begins. Example. When the chair turns the floor to you, you take one breath, adjust upright, and then speak. Number 3. Read the room's physical state before you match it. Scan the body language of your audience in the first 30 seconds. Tense, forward-leaning people need a calm, grounded physical presence to contrast with. Relaxed, open people invite a more energetic physical register. Example. You notice everyone is leaning forward with arms crossed. You deliberately sit back, open your hands, and speak slowly. When to use it. Use this step in any meeting where the physical dynamic of the room is already charged before you begin. Conflict meetings, difficult feedback sessions, negotiations. When not to use it. In crisis situations, where speed matters, the deliberate entry can read as detached. Calibrate for urgency when required. A quick example in practice. You enter a tense team debrief. You notice arms crossed, no eye contact between people. You walk in without rushing. Sit back rather than leaning forward, place your hands open on the table, and let 3 seconds of silence pass before speaking. The room shifts before you say a word. Eamon's take. The body that knows how to arrive has already won half the room. Framework 5. The Engagement Maintenance Step E. The engagement step is the fifth step in the master method. It is the real-time management of your physical expression during the conversation itself. While everything is live and the pressure is at its highest, what it is designed for. This step addresses the physical expression habits that emerge mid-conversation, the clenching jaw, the breaking eye contact, the pulled shoulders, the defensive crossing of arms. These signals leak under pressure, and they are readable by everyone in the room. How it works. Number 1. Use a physical reset trigger. Choose one small physical action you will use as a reset when you feel tension rising. A slow exhale. Uncrossing your legs. Placing your hands flat. This is your anchor back to composure when a conversation pulls you off balance. Example. Every time you feel challenged, you place both hands flat on the table and breathe out slowly before responding. Number 2. Hold eye contact through difficulty. When someone challenges you, disagrees, or raises their voice, the instinct is to look away. Hold the gaze for one beat longer than is comfortable. It reads as confidence, not aggression. Example. When the director questions your figures, you hold eye contact. Nod once, and then speak. Number 3. Keep your hands visible and open. Hidden hands, clasped hands, and hands gripping objects all read as tension or concealment. Open hands on the table communicate openness and confidence simultaneously. Example. When the conversation becomes difficult, you unclench your hands and rest them flat, palms down, where everyone can see them, when to use it. Use this step in every high-stakes conversation, once it begins. It is the framework you run continuously, not just once. For a deeper look at how physical engagement connects to team dynamics, the article on how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation explores the leadership dimension of this, when not to use it. Do not use rigid physical control to mask a genuine emotional response that the other person needs to see. Authentic expression of concern or empathy sometimes requires letting their face show it. A quick example in practice. Halfway through a difficult negotiation, the other party raises their voice. Your instinct is to lean back and cross your arms. Instead, you place both hands flat, hold their gaze, exhale slowly, and say, "I hear that this is frustrating. Let me respond to the specific concern." Your body has just de-escalated the room. Eamon's take. Engagement under pressure is where physical preparation either pays off or falls apart. The body you trained in the corridor is the body you need in the room. Framework 6. The reflection reset step R. The reflect step is the sixth and final step in the master method. It is the physical and mental debrief you complete after the conversation ends, so your body learns from the experience rather than simply repeating its patterns. What it is designed for. This step addresses the physical habits that are hardest to change, the ones you do not notice in the moment, but that others see clearly. Reflection is where those habits become visible to you, and where you build the muscle memory for next time. The article on how the strong method prepares individual team members for synergy-critical conversations covers the individual reflection dimension in parallel. How it works. Number 1. Identify one physical moment that worked. Immediately after the meeting, name one specific physical expression that served you well. The open hands when challenged. The still posture when delivering difficult news. Name it specifically so you can repeat it. Example. When I held eye contact after the objection, the other person stopped pushing. I will do that again. Number 2. Identify one physical moment that did not. Name one specific physical habit that leaked under pressure. The tightened jaw, the pulled shoulders, the hands that gripped the pen. Name it specifically so you can prepare against it next time. Example. My hands went to the pen every time I felt uncertain. That is the habit I need to address before the next conversation. Number 3. Set one physical preparation intention. Based on what you observed, name one thing you will prepare differently before the next high-stakes meeting. This closes the loop between reflection and preparation, and it is what separates people who improve from people who simply repeat. Example. Before the next conversation, I will rehearse receiving a challenge with open hands and a held gaze for 10 seconds. When to use it. Use this step within 30 minutes of every high-stakes conversation, while the physical experience is still fresh in your memory. When not to use it. Do not use this step as self-criticism. If the reflection becomes a list of failures, it will build anxiety rather than confidence. One thing that worked. One thing to improve. No more. A quick example in practice. After a tense board presentation, you sit in your car for 5 minutes. You name what worked, your posture held through the hardest question. You name what did not, you look down when citing the weakest number. You decide that before the next presentation, you will rehearse eye contact specifically at the difficult data points. Eamon's take. The body that reflects becomes the body that improves. Every conversation is a training session if you choose to treat it that way. How to choose the right step for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework step. Entering a room where tension already exists. Timing calibration step T. Preparing for a specific moment you know will be hard. Anticipation preparation step A. Managing your body once the pressure is live. Engagement maintenance step E. Calming your nervous system before you walk in. Mental grounding step M. Preventing your physical expression from outrunning your word structure anchoring step S. Learning what your body did and building better habits reflection reset step R. Recovering from a conversation that went physically off track reflection reset step R combined with anticipation preparation A before the follow-up. Two steps often pair naturally. The mental step and the anticipation step work best together before high-stakes conversations, and the engagement step and the reflection step form a natural during and after pairing. The How to Use the Conversation Pre-Mortem to Prepare Your Team for High-Stakes Synergy Moments article shows how this kind of before and after thinking applies at team level. When in doubt, Start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a ritual you perform without intention, preparing the words, but not the body. Most people write notes, rehearse arguments, and research context. They do not stand up and physically rehearse their posture, hands, and eye contact. The body needs practice as much as the mind does. Using physical preparation as a performance. If you are thinking about how you look rather than what you are communicating, your expression becomes artificial. The goal is not to look confident. It is to be present and let your body reflect that. Applying too much structure in emotional conversations. The engagement step can become rigid if you apply it without reading the other person. Sometimes the most powerful physical expression is a genuine nod, a pause, or a moment of visible concern. Do not iron out your humanity. Skipping the reflect step because the conversation is over. The reflection is where the real learning happens. Skipping it means repeating the same physical habits in the next high-stakes meeting. The how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy article addresses what happens when physical expression and verbal framing work against each other. Treating one preparation session as enough. Physical expression habits are old and deep. One deliberate preparation before one meeting will not rewrite them. Practice across multiple conversations before you expect the changes to hold under real pressure. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one step and build from there. Number 1. Start with the mental grounding step. Before your next meeting of any consequence, take 90 seconds outside the room. Breathe slowly, reset your posture, and picture one moment where you might feel pressure. Do this before every meeting for 2 weeks. You will notice the difference within the first 3 days. Number 2. Add the anticipation step for your next difficult conversation. Write down 2 moments in the upcoming conversation where your physical expression is most likely to slip. Write 1 physical script for each. Stand up and rehearse it. Do not skip the standing up the body needs to practice, not just the mind. Number 3. Run the reflect step immediately after. Within 30 minutes of any high-stakes conversation, write down 1 physical thing that worked and 1 that did not. Keep these notes somewhere you will see them before the next similar meeting. The pattern will become clear within a month. Number 4. Return to say it right every time for the full integrated master framework. Chapter 14 covers the complete system, including how physical expression connects to verbal delivery, timing, and recovery when conversations go wrong. The steps in this article are the physical layer of a larger preparation system. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Physical expression preparation is not about looking confident. It is about training your body to respond rather than react when pressure arrives. The master method gives you 6 distinct steps, each addressing a specific physical expression challenge from entry to debrief. The mental grounding step and the anticipation step are your pre-meeting tools. The engagement step is your life tool. The reflection step is your learning tool. Stillness is often more powerful than gesture. The body at rest in a high-pressure moment draws more attention and communicates more confidence than one in motion. Physical habits are old and deep. One preparation session will not change them. Consistent practice across multiple conversations is what builds real change. Every high-stakes conversation is a training session if you choose to treat it that way. For the team dimension of high-stakes preparation, read how the master method prepares teams for high-stakes synergy conversations and how to prepare for a high-stakes team conversation using the master method. Both extend what you have learned here into the team context. Your physical expression preparation is not a detail. It is the first message you send. Frequently asked questions. What is physical expression preparation before a meeting? Physical expression preparation means deliberately adjusting your posture, breathing, facial expression, and gesture patterns before a high-stakes conversation begins. It helps you enter the room in control of the signals your body sends, rather than letting nerves, tension, or habit decide for you. How does the master method help with physical expression? The master method gives you a 6-step framework covering mental preparation, anticipating reactions, structuring key points, timing, engagement, and reflection. Each step addresses a specific way your physical expression can break down under pressure and gives you a clear action to take before and during the conversation. Why does body language matter in high-stakes meetings? In high-stakes meetings, your physical signals arrive before your words do. Slouched posture, a nervous hand gesture, or a clenched jaw can undermine your message before you speak. People read your body constantly, and in pressure situations, those readings carry more weight than usual. What physical expression habits should I prepare before a difficult conversation? Focus on four things: your posture and stance, your breathing pattern, your facial expression at rest, and what your hands are doing. These are the four signals people read first. Preparing them deliberately before the conversation means your body reinforces your message rather than contradicting it. Can the master method improve physical expression in team meetings? Yes, the master method works equally well in one-on-one conversations and team settings. In group meetings, physical expression carries additional weight because multiple people are reading you simultaneously. The preparation steps help you manage composure across a wider audience. How long does physical expression preparation take before a meeting? 10 minutes is enough for a solid preparation session using the master method. 5 minutes of mental and physical grounding, followed by a brief review of your posture, breathing, and key gestures. With practice, the core habits take less time because your body begins to remember the ready state. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.